Hi, I'm Tam.
And I'm eternally mortal.
And this is the Hidden Egg Podcast, where we typically talk about vulnerability.
And stuff and things, which will probably be more pertinent today.
Yeah, this is our Christmas episode.
Doing a little bit of a Christmas special.
All about the Xmas.
And I made a little gif in the chat of
I
us
saw
just
that.
Like coming in and tagging.
I need to
say hi
to make it go. That's so cute.
And then after we get done recording, we're gonna do this again.
Always a classic.
Yeah.
But no, we aren't. We're probably going to watch that spider anime.
Yeah, we're definitely going to watch some spider.
And maybe make some food.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're doing a podcast episode. Kind of forgot we were doing a podcast. Oh, no, I'm Pudgy. There we go. I'm back. Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, it's going. It's been a while.
It has been quite a little while. Things are different now. We're different now.
It's a whole other world now.
Kind of is,
yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things going on. Lots of changes in the world since we talked last.
Right.
So many things we could talk about. So many.
Oh, actually, you know, I said that I wasn't going to do any medium stuff, but there is actually one thing that I might want to talk about, because you just reminded me. I don't know why you reminded me. I mean, this whole, like, Trump being president thing, that's kind of, like, there all the time in my mind.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I wrote this article called In the Wake of Election Grief, and it was, you know, after the election, I grieved. A lot of people who did not want Trump to be president were probably also grieving, and when I worked through it, I realized some things that actually gave me hope, so there. I'll put it in something when I do the things that I do with the podcast.
And you do the things, and there'll be a link, and it'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Pretty sure I read that one. I can't remember.
No. Yeah, you helped me edit it.
Oh, that's right. I've been so absent from Medium for quite a while now. I've been out in the real world a little bit more, I guess you could say. The physical reality that we also live in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I could talk about some of that stuff too, but I got to keep it pretty vague in a lot of ways.
Yeah, because you know, businesses don't like that. Yep.
Yeah, and it's something that matters to me too, because well, first of all, I kind of love vulnerability. I kind of really enjoy the concept, and I want it to be promoted as far and wide as it can be. I really think it's a great tool that humanity has to be able to understand each other and help each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But to be purely vulnerable would, you know, talk about exactly what's going on in my life, and I can't do that because there's a corporation situation where, you know, my corporation, if they were able to be tied back to me, would potentially be upset about my positions on things. Hey, Ben.
Hey, where's the soundboard? Open sound. Welcome back, Ben. Thank you.
Howdy. We're just talking about stuff. I'm kind of like finding a bit of a passion for workplace safety in a general regard, and it's been an interesting progression for me in the last three to 6 months, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying finding out this new aspect of my nerd personality. Not only do I want to deep dive into things way further than most people do, and I want to follow the rules and be a good boy, I also want to help everyone around me be safe. So apparently that's a thing.
Tangentially, hey Ben,
Yeah.
did you miss us? 'Cause, we've been away for a while.
Like Ben didn't notice.
I don't know, he
Like
might
he's
not have. A lot's been going on. The world's been busy. So very much,
Oh, my
aw.
dude.
I feel loved.
I caught one of your articles somewhat recently, Ben. Or no, maybe I just saw that you wrote about a piece of media that I liked and I wanted to check it out, but I forgot to. I like it when you write about the media that I like, Ben. It's some good shit. Just so you know. Yeah, you know what? Actually, I think it was because I got drunk a weekend or so ago, and my Saturday was a complete and total loss to hangover. But the only 4 hours I spent awake and alive, I was watching Interstellar and crying deeply. So, yeah, I
Yeah,
think it was Interstellar.
that was rough. That was a rough day for all of us.
Yeah.
There was another one that I saw that
Fully
Ben wrote
agree.
about, and I don't remember what it was. It wasn't the Interstellar one, but it was some obscure media thing. Oh, that Midnight Nation. Midnight, right. The cartoon that I think I told Ben about long, long ago, that I was like, hey, I think you'd be interested in this. Midnight Mass. Yes, that. Midnight Mass. Yeah, I haven't read it, but I saw that you wrote on it, and I was like, oh, I need to read that, and then promptly forgot because that's how ADHD works.
Oh.
Oh, not a cartoon? Oh, what? I guess we're not talking about the same thing.
Yeah, probably two different things, but still sounds interesting. A horror show. What's Mike Flanagan? Why do I know that name?
I don't know. I know that name from something too. I'm gonna look it up.
Oh. The haunting guy. Gotcha.
Okay, so I
Okay.
was just mistaken because definitely not a horror thing. What I was thinking of was a cartoon.
Well, you
I'm
know, things have
pretty
similar
sure it
names.
was Midnight Nation that I was thinking of.
Nation, mass, it's all the same. Anyway, so yeah, that's kind of my update, is
No,
that
Midnight
like.
Nation's the comic book that I really like. Fuck. What was it? It was on Netflix, and it's trippy as hell. And I swear it was Midnight something. Okay, but Midnight Nation, strongly recommend. It was it that's a great That's that one comic book that I have that's like falling apart because I've read it so many times.
Gotcha. And you want something on Netflix called Midnight?
Midnight
Wait, you can't
something.
hear that, can you?
I don't hear anything.
Good. Was it called The Midnight Gospel?
Yes, that's the one. That's why it's all midnight. There's all these midnights. Yeah, Midnight Gospel.
It is added to my list.
It's trippy and it's cool and it's actually like a cartoon based on a bunch of like interviews with spiritual people. And
Interesting.
some of the spiritual people are a little like out there, but most of them are kind of cool and helpful in my opinion.
Right on.
Ben didn't want to commit to the watching of it. Yeah, I think it's like 12 episodes. It's pretty short, so but
It was eight.
they're long episodes. They're like an hour long or something. 45 minutes an
Ooh.
hour or something like that.
I like that.
There
How
is a
was your toes?
cohesive story to the whole thing, but each one is its own world.
That's cool.
So, it's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, it's not just podcasts in general. I think it was this one specific podcast and they took the discussion of the podcast, and then they animated it. But they also, like, it was weird because there's also, like, points in what had to be the podcast where they, like, respond to things that are happening in the cartoon that have nothing to do with the podcast. I don't know. I thought it was really neat.
Interesting. Did you ever see Waking Life?
Yes. Yes. That the thing that came out, like, around the early 2000s? Late 90s?
Yeah, I believe it was early 2000s. Yeah.
Yes.
I watched that one on acid. It was amazing, and that's what it was. It was just conversations of people. I don't even remember what the conversations were about anymore. But...
I don't either. I was advised not to watch it while tripping, so I only watched it while I was high, and that was pretty trippy enough.
God, it was amazing.
Anyway. I don't remember any. I remember a watch. I remember there was this thing about the watch. He was, like, staring at his watch for a long time. And then there was, like, an out-of-body experience and something about stairs. And that's all I retained from that. But it was good. I remember that.
Well, yeah, I really liked it. Also, I really like Ethan Hawke, and he had a brief role in it. Anyway, do you want to maybe talk about some of the stuff that you got going on that was on that list that you told me about?
I have blue hair. You want to talk about that?
We can talk about the blue hair, absolutely.
I don't know that there's a whole lot to say about it, but I tried to dye my hair blue. I've been trying to do it for, like, years. Like, years. And I just couldn't get up the courage, I guess. Because once you dye your hair blue, like, it's blue. And first of all, there's, like, this social connotation to, like, when you go out and then people see you with blue hair, like, that means something. Like, they look at you and they have their own ideas. And it's, everybody's got a different idea about what it means for somebody to dye their hair blue. But I don't have any control over that. And it's added attention where my regular hair color is, you know, basic mousy gray brown and unnoticeable. Mm-hmm. But then on top of that, there's the the concern about dyeing everything blue around me.
Right.
And, like, both of those have just... They've just been too much of a hurdle for me to overcome until recently.
Well, I'm glad you overcame it. That's awesome. Overcoming hurdles. Pretty sick.
Yeah, and then once I made the decision to dye my hair, then I had even more hurdles. Mm-hmm. Because the sink, the garbage disposal in the sink went out, so, like, I couldn't use the sink. And that's the only sink that I can use to dye my hair blue because it's metal. Backwards boob endeavoring. I don't know what that means.
Backwards boob. Boob backwards is boob, though, is the thing. Anyway, well, yeah, but that's kind of the Tam way, you know. Once you overcome a large hurdle, then it's just like another, like, six, like, baby hurdles after it that for some reason you still gotta hop over, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then when I did actually dye my hair blue, you remember when, like, I dyed my hair blue and everybody's like, oh, it looks good. And I'm like, it looks like shit. Because
yeah,
it didn't actually dye it. It, like, looked like it had already gotten through the fading. And I'm like, y'all know what it's supposed to look like. This is not it. Because the dye was so old. Yeah. It was only, like, a few years old, but I guess that's too much.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then when I dyed it again, and it did actually take... But it was only 2 ounces worth of dye, and I'm used to there being 4, so it didn't spread very well. So even though it's dyed blue, it there's definitely splotches that aren't completely dyed, so I have to dye it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's never going to be perfect, but it looks a lot more vibrant now, and I think that that's what you were going for.
I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect, but it could be done. It could be right.
Uh-huh. I'm still trying to, I'm still endeavoring to translate backwards boob endeavoring. Like, I'm going through the ideas of what those words could mean together, and like a backwards boob. What
Isn't
could
that
have
just a
that?
butt?
No. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe it is a butt.
I mean, that's what I would. I wasn't even thinking about the words. I was thinking about like, what's a boob that's backwards? Oh, it's the butt.
Yeah. Makes sense, I guess. If the boob itself is forwards, then the backwards boob would be the butt. I love our podcast. We can talk about anything. This is so much fun. Anyway, cool. Yeah, blue hair. Awesome. You've joined a a crew of very interesting online personalities. A lot of people have done the blue hair thing.
I missed it.
I'm also distracted by cat gifs.
I missed having blue hair. I think I might just keep dyeing my hair blue from now on.
Yeah, that's
Potentially.
cool. I'm okay with that.
I'm trying to be more authentically me in my real life. I love how that cat like turned into Sonic at the end.
I know. Whoosh.
Did you know that hedgehogs are actually fast in real life?
I did not know that.
I don't remember why they had to be fast, but there was something like I don't know. There's something about it. Maybe you should look it up.
Interesting. Interesting. I'm not,
Look.
do you mean look it up now?
I mean, why not?
Because I was going to segue to a different animal fact.
Oh.
Or a hedgehog.
Okay, well, I
Because my
guess you can
work
do that.
crush told me that dragonflies are the most predatory creatures or something like that.
The most predatory? I don't know how you get most predatory. What does
Yeah,
that even mean?
I don't remember what the actual words were, and that would make a big difference for this discussion that you and I are having about it, because you're gonna take the words very seriously, and I don't remember what the actual words were, but my work crush really likes dragonflies, is my point. And I just like talking about my work crush. Shut up. Leave me alone. Yes, hedgehogs can be surprisingly fast for their size, with a top speed of around 5 miles per hour in short bursts.
Yeah, there's something more about it, but it's fine. Somebody compared hedgehogs to Sonic, and there was an interesting something in there, but I don't remember why.
Okay. Sorry. Well, I don't know about that, but everything I see is interesting.
I don't understand why the cat flies after grabbing the sushi.
Just an edit. It almost looks like the cat was, like, picked up by the scruff.
Yeah, it does look that way. Also, anybody tuning in now for the recorded version, Merry Christmas, because this is probably going to go out on like Christmas Eve or something.
Oh yeah.
Definitely just before Christmas. I don't know when I'm going to get it out.
Murph me Croft Marsh.
What?
To everybody and to all a good night. Markman camper
You
snacks.
don't even know what you said, do you?
Hop no. Hoppy happy holidays. Happy holidays.
So I've been doing Blue Sky lately.
Yeah. Okay, so now that we're actually like talking in a place where other people can hear us, let's really talk about the blue sky thing. Because I haven't really like it's a new Twitter is
Yeah,
basically the entirety of what I've gotten
Yeah,
so
it's
far.
basically when I go there, it really feels like how Twitter used to feel. Like Twitter. But like a little like a hint of also Mastodon.
Okay.
But not as confusing, 'cause Mastodon was pretty confusing for me.
And none of these.
Maybe not to other people, but to me it was.
And none of these are Substack. They're all different than Substack,
They're all different than
right?
Substack. Ben
Goodness.
asked how it was like Mastodon. Because it's not. It just has this sort of like Wild West feel to it. And I
So vibe.
imagine Twitter probably had that feeling in its like first couple of years too, but I wasn't a part of that. I don't know what Twitter was like in its literal infancy, but Mastodon, I was there for the first like year that it was a thing, and it had this roughness, this raw energy of like, this is something new. And Blue Sky has that. It has that whole like anything's possible vibe.
Yeah, I hope it goes well. I got really sad to see that a lot of the things on the internet in the past like 25 years, they were new and, you know, wild westy and anything's possible and lawless landscapes, and then a lot of them turned to like white supremacy and pedophilia. And
Here's
it's like,
the thing
goodness.
about that. For Blue Sky, anyway. I don't know about the other ones you're talking about. And I'm not super confident about Mastodon going anywhere. But Blue Sky, I only got onto it because Hank Green has one and started talking about it on his YouTube channel. And then I started noticing other people were saying they were also on Blue Sky that were YouTubers. And I'm like big YouTubers. And I'm like, this is a sign. This is a sign that I need to get on there because this is definitely the new Twitter.
All right. Right on. We'll see how it goes. Maybe I should jump in and just see what it's like. Is it have the just I'm gonna randomly send a silly message to the entirety of the world
Yep.
feel that Twitter does?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and so I'm gonna explain something that I don't really understand. But I understand it enough to explain this part of it. I think that Blue Sky is going to revolutionize social media because it has... So they have this thing on social media, everything, all social media things. And there's like when people post, right? It goes through... what I think they call a pipeline or something like that. Fire hose. And it's just, it's everybody's shit all at the same time in one big ass thread. Right.
Okay.
And with Twitter, the fire hose is owned by Twitter. It's proprietary.
Oh, right. I remember you saying
so,
something about this.
If you wanted to use that, like to collect data, to, you know, scrape different like hashtags from it or whatever, you had to go through Twitter because Twitter owned that. Mastodon and Blue Sky, on the other hand, have been, because of what happened with Twitter, these social media, and there's other ones too. These are just the two that I know of. They've been trying to decentralize that aspect so that the fire hose is actually public property. Nobody owns it, and therefore everyone can build on top of it.
That's cool.
And so Blue Sky is their proprietary thing built on top of this non-proprietary fire hose, if that makes sense.
Sure. Kind of, yeah.
Now, you probably now understand it about as well as I do.
Right on. I might look into it at some point. I wonder if some of the folks that I like are on it. Like the real small streamers and stuff that I find interesting.
I have a feeling the small streamers don't have the resources to be able to diversify like that just yet until Blue Sky becomes super popular and is like everywhere. Hank Green is sort of like he's a big YouTuber, but he's like a medium YouTuber in the big YouTuber sphere. You know what I mean? He's got enough money to hire a team to deal with Blue Sky specifically, but he's not as well known as some of the other YouTubers.
Sure.
the ones you know, like, I don't know that they have a budget to like create a position for somebody just to handle Blue Sky for them.
I know. It's just that a lot of the people that are doing the content creation grind via video, they feel like they have to, maintain every social media presence that they possibly can. And so when those people start including Blue Sky into their, regimen alongside heckin' Instagram and, old school Twitter, I'm gonna call it now. And
Well, you know, Ben's on
obviously
there.
on Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Well, Ben's cool. We know Ben's cool. So,
Is true. Ben is pretty cool.
yeah. I can see Ben getting into something that fucking crashes and burns because it didn't go well at all and no one ever hears about it. But Ben happened to be there for the beginning of it. I can see that happening. There's a few people out there that I've met that are like that niche that could be that cool. But, that's just my perception. Anyway, yeah, nifty fella. I fully agree. I forgot about reacting. Let's pull a guy on there.
And a boob.
Pull a guy on there.
Just one.
Is that a boob?
That is a boob.
Oh.
Just one, though. I
Anyway.
mean, there are two. They look identical, but they are different. There we go. There we go. Awesome.
Now what are you gonna do?
Oh, now I have to. There we go. There we go. We've solidified it. It is a triple pair of breasts.
Yep, we've made it to that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that happens on Mars in the 80s. I can't remember the name of.
You want to talk about overwhelm?
Yeah, I think you should. I agree. We should.
Yeah, so when I initially said that I was gonna, asked you if you wanted to do the podcast for a Christmas special, I don't know if you remember, but I had this plan of like putting out a promotion for a new Overwhelm journal that I'm making, and then like the closer it got to the podcast, the more, I don't know, it just felt like the more stuff I had to do to make that happen.
Okay.
And then like this week, I don't know why I am this way, and I'm working it out. I'm getting through it. But when I have a lot on my plate and a little amount of time to do it in, so like, basically I'm overwhelmed. I just, even though like I'm stressed out and I'm like, I need to get this stuff done, I end up not doing those things and instead seeking distractions. Like playing that stupid game. I don't know if you saw me playing that stupid game, but there's this stupid game. It's just a stupid game.
Sure.
I don't even know. Like it's a claw game.
Oh, love it. Fantastic.
It's really fun. But like, I knew when I started playing it, I'm like, this is gonna be a bad idea, and it was a terrible idea, because my brain's like, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. I don't want to do any of this work. I want to do that. Let's play that. And then last night, I was like trying to like, I'm still trying to push myself to do the things, and like I only have to do these things. I like cut out what I really needed to get done and like all that stuff. But then at a certain point, I was like, why? Why am I doing this? I'm just falling back into the same habits. Why is this always a rush? Like I don't need to be that way.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't need to plug the overwhelm journal right now. We can just do the podcast. It could be completely scuffed and have some fun with it. And I can establish a new lifestyle for myself where I'm not giving in to my own pressure.
Yeah. I love that idea. I think that's great.
I mean, how am I
Also,
going to make anything that helps anybody else with their overwhelm if I'm too busy drowning in my own?
right? Also, have you considered using your overwhelm journal now?
I
Like,
did. Okay, so that's a part of this. So like I have been meaning to print out. So I have three versions of it. I've got the mini, which is just a couple
yeah.
pages to be printed out, and I was going to use that. But I kept forgetting to print it out because I was distracting myself from doing any of the work.
Yeah, because part of overwhelm is avoiding addressing the overwhelm thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wonder if that's something you need to put into it. Anyway, I wasn't trying to like continue the promotion of the thing that you said that you weren't no
No, I
longer
mean
gonna.
that is definitely something that I need to look into and figure out because it's a big deal. It didn't occur to me, but I was not prepared. Like I didn't get to so there's a lot of people say that overwhelm is one specific thing. I see overwhelm as stages, right? So like there's like stage one overwhelm where like you know that it's coming, like if you keep doing what you're doing, but like you could just get through it, barrel through it, and then you'll be fine. You know? Then there's like stage two where it's like it's imminent. Like it's coming, it just hasn't hit you yet, and you're just hoping to God that if you close things out quickly, that none of your plans will get be derailed, but you know you're going to be down for the count for a while. And then there's stage three overwhelm where you've already hit rock bottom. You aren't doing shit. You
Right,
can't.
you're struggling to get out of bed that day.
Right. So like I feel like the journals that like I was doing, they help with the stage three overwhelm, but what I experienced this week was kind of like this weird part of stage one, or maybe like when it crossed over from stage one into stage two.
Sure.
And this is like I don't think everybody has this whole like being distracted thing when they get overwhelmed, because this doesn't happen to me every time either.
Right.
So I think it's kind of case specific. So I didn't have anything to help myself with this particular aspect because the journals aren't like they're more broad. They just help broadly with overwhelm from my experience.
Well, cool. Sorry, I'm kind of
Yeah,
lost now.
you seem distracted. What you doing?
I was looking up an those things that are like letters where they put letters in a thing.
Mailbox?
when they just use the first letter of the alphabet, or I'm sorry, the first letter of each word to just make a thing. First letter of each
Anagram?
word of
Not
a phrase.
anagram.
Maybe an anagram?
No.
Wow, my brain.
Why are you, what are you looking it up for?
It's not important. I just got distracted. I don't want to talk about what it is right
Yeah,
now.
well, I was in the
So
middle of like
sorry.
saying something and you were
And I
obviously
got lost, and
so
I'm sorry.
bored with what I was saying
I was not at all
that
bored. I
you
was not a
started
bored
doing
situation.
something completely different.
Well, there was a reason why it distracted me, but I don't want to talk about it. I'm sorry. I will absolutely talk to you about it after the podcast, though.
Okay. All
Sorry
right.
about that. Oh, did you like leave on a place where you were waiting for a response from me? I'm sorry.
It felt like there were things that could have been responded to. I'm not gonna lie, but you know, whatever. We can move on.
Yeah, I understand.
I mostly wanted to bring up the whole overwhelm thing because I felt like at this point, I felt like I had succeeded, oddly enough. By failing, by letting myself fail, by looking at the situation and saying, I don't need to get this done right now. I can still do it the next time. Like, this is just the Christmas special. But you know what this Christmas special means we're going to do the podcast again.
That's true.
Like, because we said 3 months ago, we're like, we were not going to commit to anything. That might be the end. We're just going to take this 3 month break and see what happens. And then I was like, I really miss doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. Really miss and doing the too. Podcast. But I'm like, I don't know if I want to do the podcast the way it was being done.
Yeah.
And we haven't really figured out what we're going to do, like, technically.
No, we have not.
So may end up like season 3 all over again. Or was that season 4? Season 3?
I think it was season 3. Because season 2 was the anime season, and then season 3 was where we were just like, whatever. We're just talking.
Right, and it might just be that. And that was probably the most fun one that we did.
Maybe. I think so.
We got like no traction for it, but...
Well, it was most fun when, you know, our buddies were hanging out and reacting in chat.
Yeah. Like,
that was when the fun happened. I think that was season just 4 and 5, wasn't it?
I thought people came around for season 3, but maybe they didn't.
I don't think we were recording them live. Like, I don't think we were recording them in a place where people could hang out with us when they were doing it. So, yet. But I don't know.
You could be wrong. Right. I don't remember. Excuse me.
Look at the monkey. Such a cute monkey. Anyway.
But yeah, moral of the story. Sometimes when you're overwhelmed, you just have to let it go. And be like, you know what? My deadline was a bad deadline. It was asking too much.
Right, exactly. And we all ask too much of ourselves all the time. Thank you, Ben. I agree. I think directionless podcast can be very interesting.
A little directionless, maybe, but completely directionless?
Well, nobody said completely directionless.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's what our podcast is kind of right now, because there's no, like, today's episode is mostly about Christmas, but we're going everywhere.
We haven't even really talked about Christmas
that much.
We've
barely talked about Christmas. It sort of relates to overwhelm.
That's sort of related to overwhelm. That's true.
But yeah, I have no idea what we're going to talk about in the future. For our podcast. No idea. No direction.
I do still like vulnerability, though. I do.
Theologies. Do you mean theology? Because there's a space that you put in there, and I'm confused about what ologies are. I'm not being an asshole. I'm like, literally...
So, existing podcast called Theology.
Is that a podcast that exists? Or are you saying that our podcast should be about whatever ologies are? I'm so confused.
The Ologies podcast, science podcast.
Oh, you want us to talk about science?
No, probably more like check out this podcast to see what it's like for people to just talk about whatever.
I don't know how to do that. If Steve knows how to do that, you can give him speaking ability, but in voice it's a little more complex.
Yeah, I found the podcast. I'm currently trying to remember how to do this.
I know. I wish that they would just let us use the soundboard in the other channel. What the hell is that other channel called? The amphitheater channel. I forgot what it's called.
The stage?
Stage. Yeah, that. But they won't, it doesn't let you use soundboard stuff, so we can't do the funny little sound bites over there. But it's way easier to just let people speak over there.
Do you think if I gave Ben the role of pod speaker, he'd be able to speak?
I mean, that does sound like it would, yeah. I knew I had it set up for the interviews last season, so try it out.
Hey, Ben, can you unmute? If you can't unmute, then let me know in chat. If you can unmute, let me know in voice.
Shy biscuits.
Shy biscuits, indeed.
How's your toes?
No luck yet. All right.
No problem. Yeah.
Yeah, I do not know how to show non-video participants. Yeah, I do not know.
Are if you it sure was that on the you're stage... not the one that's muted? Because I don't even have a way to mute him.
What do you mean?
Like, can Ben unmute himself?
He cannot. When he goes to click the button to unmute himself, nothing happens. Or it possibly gives him a pop-up that says, you are not allowed to speak here. More than likely. And it's because of the way you set up the permissions for the whole channel and roles and everything.
But it worked for the interviews.
Didn't we do those on the stage?
No. Did we?
Yeah, we did. Uh-huh. We did. You were sad because we couldn't use the sounds during the interviews.
I guess that's possible. I am such a noob at Discord. I don't get it. I need somebody to just do it for me. I need to make money so I can pay somebody to just do it for me.
Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Burping into the camera mic
thing. Especially since we don't have the wall gremlin anymore.
Right?
Sigh. Well, I feel like the moment passed.
Do you think the moment passed?
I think the moment passed, but it sounds like you're still working on it.
I am still working on it. I may somehow inadvertently give Ben too much power, but we'll see.
It's okay, so he'll abuse it.
I'm seeing changes. I just gave Ben, personally, permission to speak in this specific channel. I don't know if that happens immediately, or if Discord is good at that sort of thing, but if it works, then Ben might be able to unmute. And Ben said all is good, and I know, Ben, I know that you're not upset about it. Like, you're cool, but, like, I just got my teeth into it, you know? Okay. Take it easy, buddy. Have a good... Oh, we probably... I hope I didn't make him uncomfortable by focusing on it too much. Anyway, I don't know what our podcast is going to be in the future either yet, but I clearly have lost all of my stamina for my attention span and everything.
Yeah, seems like.
I'm so sorry.
You know, all of this, this, like, weirdness has got me thinking about our podcast, and like, I know that we say that it's about vulnerability, but like, I feel like it's more accurate for it to be like, you never know what you'll find.
Okay.
You know, because it feels like that kind of hidden egg, not as much, because I mean, we're vulnerable, but it's so random.
Yeah. Yeah. It is pretty random. We're all over the place. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is it okay that we're all over the place? Do you think so?
I think so.
I enjoy it, personally.
I hear, so I've been watching these YouTube videos by Dan something. I don't remember his last name, but he's talking about like being a one man or one person business online and one person brand and blah blah blah. And one of the things that he says about podcasts is like that's the place to be authentic. It's not
Yeah.
it, that's not the place. Like some people can use their podcast to be an authority, but for the most part, you just want to be authentic because that's where people hear your voice. That's where you can be a person.
Right.
And I think we do really well with that. I don't think we
I think we
got like I don't know how we're gonna appeal to people being people, but you know. We'll figure that. I think that's mostly me marketing poorly. And that's part of what Blue Sky is about. I'm gonna start posting like when this comes out, I'm gonna post at least once on Blue Sky, possibly both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, to be like, you know, hey, have you seen our Christmas special? Blah blah blah. And maybe we'll get people listening.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll get people that are interested. Maybe we'll get people that are like, who the hell are these weirdos? But like can't click away, you
That'd be cute. We'll see.
know?
Absolutely. We like friends.
We do like friends. It'll be interesting though. I'm trying really hard to come back to Substack and Medium, and it just I feel like I've been burnt. Like, I don't know if I'm burnt out on them yet, but it seems real close.
Sorry to hear that, but are you finding some freedom from them at all? Like, how do I say that? Because Medium used to be like a part of you, you know what I mean? You were
Yeah.
so into it that if you didn't do it, it felt like you were missing part of yourself. And so have you been able to, like, you know, break those chains at all?
Kind of, but it's been painful. Because like I knew it was painful being in it at a certain point because I was putting so much energy into something that was not giving me anything of note back. And while I did have a month that I reached like $80 for the month, the amount of work I put in to get that $80 was depressing. And the work that I put in, yeah, I would have hoped that it would be like real work, like actual writing. But no. The work was reaching out to different people and reading and commenting on their shit. That's not real work. That's something that's supposed to be entertaining.
Right, or at worst, networking.
Nah, because like networking is better than that. When
True.
I when so when other people talk about networking, once you've established the contact, that is networked. You don't have to keep going back to reestablish the contact. You go back. Yes, you go back to like check in on them and everything, but that's not what this was. For Medium, in like doing it the way that I had to do it because I guess I don't know. Maybe everybody does it like that on Medium, but it's more like if you don't read something that they've read, they've forgotten about you.
Right.
You cease to
Yeah, I've heard that a
exist.
lot.
They don't come back wondering, I wonder where Tam's at. Wonder what's going on with Tam. Let's see if Tam wrote anything that might be interesting. No, they don't do that. They literally only respond to people that are reading on theirs. And I just couldn't justify continuing. And I think Substack is probably different. Probably. Maybe. But I got so burnt out by Medium that I just didn't have it left to really put into Substack yet.
Yeah. It's so much harder to put yourself out there than people make it seem. Like, you know, all the crazy people on Twitter that just seem to have no problem blatantly and proudly putting forth their crazy misogynistic or white supremacist ideals. And it's like, I don't know how they have the energy or like the confidence or whatever it is takes to be able to do that. Cause it's like, I get a good joke that I get a good laugh out of, and there's almost no shot in hell that someone's going to be able to convince me to put that onto Twitter or Blue Sky. Not yet.
I have a theory.
What's that?
I have a theory about that. So people who are misogynistic or racist or, you know, any of those objectively terrible things, like we're just going to call a spade. They're terrible people. Not that they couldn't change. They don't have to be terrible. But they're terrible when they say it until they decide it's... that it's not right.
Right. Terrible perceptions.
That perception, like, it comes with this rebellious, argumentative nature to it. So when they put it out there, it almost is guaranteed that no matter how many people see it, somebody is going to see it that doesn't like it and it feels the need to say something against it. And that feeds that feeds the beast, because it's coming from a perception that is argumentative by nature. And so when somebody comes along who isn't a terrible person, who's like, I need to call out this terrible person for being a terrible person, they're really just feeding the argumentative beast. And that gives them more energy to post that shit more.
True.
When you're not a terrible person and you aren't trying to get arguments, it's a lot harder, because what you really want is people to be engaged because they enjoy it, or because it uplifts them, or because it enriches their life. And the amount of people that are willing to comment about those things are a lot less than the people that are willing to comment calling something out that offended them.
That's true.
And that's why it's harder to put out good shit. And so much easier to put out hate.
Bleh.
Yeah.
I hate that.
maybe we should put that out. I hate hate.
Hate hate.
I hate how it's, how it's so easy to put out hate.
We're going to go on the hate. Can't even fucking use words.
I know.
What's wrong with me? Sorry. Hi.
Oh my god, that was the best placed womp womp ever.
How's your toes?
Oh, good lord. Oh, I snorted.
weren't expecting that one, huh?
No, I was not.
I don't even remember what I was saying. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Who gives a shit?
Hating hate. That's what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Hating hate. Hating hate. And it's not even hating haters. Because, like, you know, I wanna help the haters. But, like, the hate itself, I hate the hate.
I think in order to, and maybe this is what I need to start like thinking about seriously, but it seems like what does well in this climate, because maybe it's not forever, maybe it's just a cycle that humans go through, that hate is easier to perpetuate than good stuff.
Yeah.
But the only way, like the only things that are positive that seem just as easy to put out there as the hate, as the bad shit, are funny shit making fun of the bad shit. So you gotta take, like, the bad shit that's happened. Like, Have you heard of Josh Johnson?
The name sounds familiar.
He's a comedian. And this morning I was watching his most recent YouTube video special thingy. It's like an hour long. And it was all about, like, the whole set was about the CEO shooting.
Really?
Yeah. And it was great. It was hilarious. But he also made some sobering points. So there were like it was this huge, it was this journey through like, the way I speak, where I'm like, it's severe and it's important, but then like there's a laugh. And
Sure.
then, I don't know how to do that. And maybe that's what is needed. In order to put good into the world, we have to like
Make
filter
fun of
it.
it.
We have to filter the shit through comedy to make the daisies or roses or whatever. But I don't know. I think I'm funny, but
I
I don't know that I'm a comedian.
don't. Sure, I understand that. I think you're funny, but comedy is so subjective.
I'm funniest as a two-man set because I'm too autistic, I think, for a singular thing. Without, I'd have to study it. I'd have to figure it out, study the formulas and shit in order to do it myself. But I think I go really, like, I do really well when I'm, the fool.
Really? I
Yeah,
think you're
like
just
in a
a straight
two.
man, honestly.
You think I'm really? I guess sometimes, but that's my part of my foolishness, is that I don't
Little bit.
understand.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's why I think this podcast format works, 'cause I work really well with the two-man setup.
I think we work really well together, too. Although this episode is probably not great as evidence of that.
I don't know.
I really.
I feel like it.
Yeah? Do you?
Well, we were away for like 3 months. 4 months?
Yeah,
I
that's
don't know.
true.
However long it's been a long time.
Months.
Multiple months. Many
We had to
months.
go. We had to excavate the whole mine that our podcast machine fell into.
I had to test my setup again,
Yeah.
which I probably should do every time, but I don't.
I just feel super out of practice. Like, I've been at my place of business, I've been going around and talking to people fucking constantly. Like, that's the whole thing that I'm doing is that I'm just talking to people about workplace safety all the time, and it's going really well, and apparently I'm making sense. But then I sit down with you now, after months. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm making any sense at all, or if I'm just like
Well, at your work,
rambling.
you're talking to all of them about very specific things. Like, you know what you need. You know what you're talking about, like the topic, not that you know like the information, but you know the topic and you know
Yeah.
what you need out of the interaction. You know
Yeah,
who to
this is
talk to,
true.
what you're talking about, why you're talking to them, and what you need from them. Like, what do we know about the podcast? We know that we're here. We know it's for Christmas. That's it.
Merry Christmas, dear
Merry
listener.
Christmas.
Dear listener. Yep. Merpy criminanum.
I think
Crumb up.
based on the impromptu nature of our podcast, you should give yourself a break.
It's probably a good idea. I feel like I'm mumbling too, but I appreciate the help. I'm real self-critical today, apparently.
Yeah, what's up
That's
with
okay
that?
though.
You want to get
What up with
vulnerable?
that?
What's up with that? Why are you so critical of yourself
Just in general,
today?
like, yeah, don't know why today, but I care about the podcast and I want to do a good job with it, and so I did feel a little, I guess, lost, even though you had some topics for us to talk about. just seemed like it was more difficult today to put the words into an order that made sense than it has in other days, or at least what I remember from us doing the podcast in the past. I feel like I've said some pretty good shit on the podcast, you know, here and there, but I don't feel like I have any good shit to say today.
Nothing at all.
Nah.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nah.
It's Christmas.
It is.
You know, if people don't like our Christmas special, then they don't have to listen to it. But
right.
Some people are going to like it. And they may be like, well, this wasn't that big of a, like, this wasn't super interesting, but I like the people. I like their characters.
Right, that's true. Also, Christmas specials aren't, like, always supposed to be really good. Sometimes
right.
they're really, really bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it works no matter what.
Well, you know, Good Mythical Morn, I don't know what they do for Christmas, but every Thanksgiving, they do a non-episode. They record an ep they every year now, on Thanksgiving, they record an episode where they do as little as possible for the episode. This past Thanksgiving, their episode was them sitting, like, laying in a bed. It was on their stage, so it wasn't, like, their beds, but, like,
sure.
just laying in a bed, not doing anything. And that was the episode. That was the whole episode, was them trying not to talk to each other, was them trying not to think too hard, to not do anything.
Interesting.
And the reason why they do that is because nobody watches those anyway, and they're like, for the few people that do, we're going to keep making these videos, but we're going to make them with as little effort as possible, because fuck it. They didn't see
Interesting.
So I like
people
that.
Watch those. People watch those.
We did.
Clearly people watch those.
We definitely watched those on Thanksgiving, I think.
Did you watch it all the way through?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I haven't. Since they started doing this, like literally the year they started doing the no effort Thanksgiving episodes, I haven't missed one.
Hell yeah. The kind
now,
of dedication.
My watch doesn't count because I'm watching it with Ghost. So they don't see my added watch time in their metrics, but still, like,
yeah, but you know about it.
I know
about it right now.
Right.
Exactly.
And then I'm talking about it, and here I am talking about it, so
right.
But yeah, I like that same idea for ours. Like, this is our Christmas episode. It doesn't have to be anything special, because it's already special, because it's coming out around Christmas.
That's true.
And if that's
well,
not enough, then obviously you're not the person we're doing this for.
So true.
And
how
that's
do you
okay.
want to
how do I want to what? Hello?
Hi. Sorry, I was laughing. How do you want to wrap this episode up? It's been a little over an hour now, and my stamina is pretty shot, as evidenced by me and you. Just whenever my stamina is shot, I just do not remember your cadence of speech. And so I always interrupt like four times in a row. And it is hilarious every time it happens. So my apologies about that. But how do you want to wrap up this episode?
Well, first off, you're totally forgiven. And I'm sorry, because that's partially my fault for not giving you space to speak. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. No worries. Forgiven.
But yeah, we can just wrap it up here if you want. I'm almost out of my tea now, so.
Important to note. Okay, cool. Well, we don't really have like the you know, the regular words that we would say, I don't think, because we're not really promoting anything besides.
Yeah, I was going to, but then the whole thing happened. So I guess if I have anything to put with, like, anything in my Overwhelm journal to put with this episode, then I'll do that. But if not, then next episode, Maybe I'll have it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Check out. Keep your earbuds and eyeballs open for, future episodes, because there will be future episodes coming in 2025 of the Hidden Egg podcast. Thank you very much, listeners, for coming along. We really appreciate you. I hope you've been no, I was going to oh my God. I hope you find smiles this day. Oh, I'm eternally mortal. I'm eternally mortal, cuz like that's me. And I hope you find smiles this day.
And I'm the accidental monster. You can find me on Substack, on Blue Sky, probably also Medium. I haven't quit that just yet. I'm putting this on YouTube. You can find me in a lot of places. And I don't like my tagline of follow yourself always anymore. So I think in 2025, I'm going to find a new one. So for now, just we're going to go with find smiles and Merry Christmas.
Yep, Merpy DeMarcus and Fine Smiles.